Most motorists are pretty familiar with the rules of the road, but how are you with the relatively new roundabouts we're encountering more and more? This is Lisa Berry talking traffic and everybody's favorite roundabouts. And I'm joined by Ann Arbor Police Sergeant Bill Clock because Ann Arbor Police are just one of several departments that kicked off a special roundabout enforcement project.
Good to be here.
Tell us about the roundabout enforcement project.
Well, it started with, through the Washtenaw County Road Commission. One of the traffic engineers, I think he has a young driver in his house as well, and they wanted to increase education, compliance, and knowledge of roundabouts. So part of that educational process is some enforcement activities. So he reached out to myself with Ann Arbor Police, the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office, the Michigan State Police out of Brighton, and then the Pittsfield Township Police, to see if we'd participate in some roundabout enforcement during the month of April and possibly beyond that.
How many roundabouts are there in Washtenaw County?
Oh, I think he said we have 18 currently. I know they just put one in on M52 just north of Chelsea, and I think that was counted in the 18.
Do you think people are still confused on how they work?
Yes, I do think so. I live in an area where there's several, and yeah, I've seen some interesting applications of the rules of the road there, as well as in Ann Arbor, too, where we have quite a few as well.
So you're having this roundabout enforcement project. Are you out handing out tickets or educating people, or what's the ultimate goal?
Well, there could be tickets issued. The primary goal of the of this campaign is education, increased awareness in that. And so there is a pamphlet that the Road Commission developed in conjunction with all the police agencies involved. And so that should be the primary goal, or what the officers are normally doing is handing out those educational pamphlets. However, if there's a really egregious violation, a ticket could be issued.
What do you think is the biggest misconception about driving through a roundabout?
Well, I think the biggest issue is people think they need to stop and treat it like a four-way stop, which is not the case. And then we're conditioned as young drivers to yield to the right on a four-way stop. And roundabouts are a little different. If you can enter the roundabout, which means looking to your left to see if anybody's coming, you can get into the roundabout. And once you're in, you know, you have the right-of-way.
But aren't there some instances where you do have to stop?
Yes, there are a lot of instances where you'd have to stop. If there's a vehicle in the roundabout already, which would cause such a hazard by you entering, then you do have to stop and yield to them. There's some smaller roundabouts that just went in Ipsy Township, maybe within the last year, that I think they call them urban roundabouts. They're quite a bit smaller than like the one we have at State and Ellsworth. And traffic's pretty close most of the time in those types of roundabouts, so you may have to yield and stop more frequently in those smaller ones.
Do you think driving through them will be something we just get used to over time?
Yeah, I think so. I think I have two young daughters that drive, and they grew up with them, so they're very comfortable in roundabouts. And I happen to grow up in the Michigan State University area, and so I dealt with a few there when I was first learning to drive. So there's a comfort level, and as our driving population gets more familiar with them, because they're popping up all over the place now, and not just, you know, in Washtenaw County and the state of Michigan, but all over the country, you'll get more comfortable with it and more accustomed to it. And as the younger driver or potential drivers get trained and come up through the driving ranks, so to speak, they will already have that knowledge. And as the elderly population gets away from driving, they're the most unfamiliar with it, I would think. And so our knowledge of roundabouts will get better and better.
Ann Arbor Police Sergeant Bill Clock telling us about the roundabout enforcement project underway now in Ann Arbor until, you said, the 1st of May?
Roughly the 1st of May. It may go beyond that. We haven't gotten that far yet.
Thanks for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.